From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of Master Naturalist Rebecca Lexa, today's topic is winter shorebirds. Winter is a fabulous time to watch for shorebirds. At low tide each day, these long-legged birds wander along the shores of Willapa Bay and the Pacific Ocean beach looking for food in the sand. Now that the nesting season is done, they may often be found in large groups, sometimes consisting of multiple species, though some prefer to remain solitary. Here are a few to keep an eye out for. Flocks composed of many very small shorebirds are likely to be Dunlin, Sanderlings, or the two species together. Both are light brown above and white below with dark beaks, though the Dunlin has a longer beak that often points downward a bit. The semi-palmated plover is another common winter bird of similar size, but it is a darker brown with a prominent white ring around the neck and a white band above the eye. The much rarer western snowy plover is similar, but with lighter coloration, and it lacks the brown band across the breast that the semi-palmated features. If you see a brown and white peep that is even smaller than these, it could be a western sandpiper. Both greater and lesser yellowlegs can sometimes be seen around Willapa Bay. The lesser yellowlegs are a little smaller, but you'd be forgiven for not being able to tell the difference between the two at a distance. You may also see the black-bellied plover, the largest of North America's plovers, with its grayish-brown plumage and dark beak. If you're near a rocky shoreline, keep a lookout for the black turnstone, which is a very dark brown except for a white belly. The much rarer ruddy turnstone is a lighter brown with brighter orange legs. There are many more shorebirds to look out for this winter, so keep your binoculars handy. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.